The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Nafar, certified financial planner. Joining me in the studio today, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the boards for us, as always. And Jamie, we're looking at another update in the markets.
Yeah, it's been interesting to see what's been going on, up and down, up and down, up and down. Maybe we'll have 2 days in a row where the markets are up a little bit. We'll talk a little bit this morning about the reasons why there seems to be some optimism in the markets and what's been going on. I know you have some articles that are address some of those issues.
Well, and I also have some, information that looks back and looks back at where our memories generally grow fuzzy. Like 2008, everybody goes, 2008. What about 1998?
Well, that doesn't strike a chord.
Oh, but nobody remembers? 1998, we had a terrible Asian crisis going on in their credit markets that was going to lead to a global depression. I mean, all the stuff, all the articles and all the things that came out. What happened then and what's happening now versus 2008? I just want to give some perspective so that everybody can have something to catalog in their minds. Now, do we have a crystal ball and we know exactly? Of course not.
Nobody does.
But it does pay to take a look at history. So we'll do a little bit of that this morning, keep you up on the markets, which, as Jamie mentioned, are back up again. Not as high as they were yesterday. Gee
right.
whiz, the Dow was up almost, finished the day 400 points almost ahead. So, and the NASDAQ was big time up. That's, of course, the index covering the smaller company stocks. So, again, for those of you who panicked and went to cash in the last couple of weeks.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah, well, and like I say, and see, be truthful and honest with yourself, too. If you did the same behavior in 2009 or sometime late in 2008, but probably somewhere in February or early March of 2009, you bailed out, panicked, went to cash. If this is part of what you do, then you need to come in and let's have the free review, because I think that maybe there are some options that you're not realizing you have. And then when you do realize you have them, then you try to get back in when everything's all rosy and the prices are all up again. So it's a tough scenario.
Well, there's that old adage, to their own self be true. And there has a lot to do with, part of the review process is evaluating exactly what your risk profile is.
Yeah.
How can you be able to sleep at night and still be comfortable with your portfolio? And if you can't sleep, and as you had given the description, maybe we need to reevaluate exactly where you are in your life.
Yeah, why are you moving around so much in that account? A little wiggling is one thing, but if you're going up and down and all over the map, then maybe there's something wrong with how it's set up, right? So again, we can talk a little bit about that. If you've got questions and you need some answers, we're right here for you. Jamie and Tony with the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. Glad to have you give us a call. If you're shy about having your voice on the air, that's not a problem. You can call us right now. We're going to go into the commercial break, break number one for the show. And the commercials will be playing, and that's your opportunity to have a private one-on-one chat with us. And if you've got situations going on that you just need a little guidance on, that's fine. Call us now. Here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these issues. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about some things that are out there that can help put the brakes on your balance. So we can put that on. And all your other questions that come up, 800-332-7879. Give us a call now. We'll talk to you during the break here on the Money Makeover Show.
It's morning rush hour. Your throat hurts. And you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go?
St. Joseph Family Medicine in Brenham has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment today. Call 979-830-5584 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
There are a lot of things in life that should make you nervous. Skydiving. Swimming with sharks. Your mother-in-law. But going to the dentist shouldn't be one of them, especially if you're a patient of Dr. Paul LaRoche in Brenham, now offering Waterlase Dentistry, technology that combines laser energy and water. No more rough grinding and drilling, and in most cases, no need for painful numbing shots. What are you afraid of? Find out more about Waterlase. Call LaRoche Dentistry at 836-5666. They make smiles happen.
Hey ladies, do you suffer from hair loss? Stop in Merle Norman Spa and Wigs to see their selection of beautiful wigs with new styles arriving daily, including longer styles. These quality wigs look great. Plus, there's a comfortable and private area where you can try on the various styles, and the ladies at Merle Norman can assist you in choosing the style and color that suits you best. These wigs are great options for thinning hair or complete hair loss. Look and feel beautiful. Visit Merle Norman Spa and Wigs in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham today.
Now that the appliance you bought is out of warranty, do you expect it to break down? If it does, call Don's Appliance Service. When you have a problem with any of your home appliances, call me at 836-0031. My promise to you that I will schedule your service promptly and be there on time, that you're not waiting in vain. I have over 40 years' experience and repair most brands of washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, ranges, dishwashers, and even water softeners and water heaters. So for quality work and prompt repairs, call Don's Appliance Service.
Hi, Mike Leonard here from Apple Ford Internet Sales. Have you driven a Ford lately? It's going to be a great year for Ford and Apple Ford Mercury. And this year I've teamed up with Hyundai of Brenham. Now you don't even have to leave your home or office to check it out. Just log on to appleford.com or give me a call at 836-3659 or email me at fordsales@appleford.com for your price quote on a Ford or a Hyundai. We always have some great deals going on, so go online for the perfect vehicle for you and your family. Visit appleford.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Council, the daughter of Carrie and Rebecca Council. I'm running for Washington County Fair Queen this year through Brenham FFA. I've shown commercial steers, commercial heifers, and carcass and barrow hogs since I was 8 years old. I'm also vice president of Prairie Hill 4-H Club, and I am an officer of the Brenham Bells dance team, where I am a junior at the high school. Feel free to give me a call at 979-451-7232 to get your season pass. Join me on my journey to making the 147th fair the best yet.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. We have an office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse in the Atrium Building. And we also have an office in Houston, just about a mile and a half from the Galleria. And we are licensed to be financial planners and advisors in 17 states. And we are glad to be of service to you 2 days a week as well, and beyond that, of course, right here on the radio. And if you want to listen to any of our podcasts, you missed something, a lot of folks want to go back and listen to the Social Security interview we had with Elaine Simmons, 34 years with Social Security Administration. She came to an event we had here in town back in July. Just go to the July 22nd broadcast, and you can hit that on kwhi.com, www.hailadies.com and get on that, and you will listen to the whole interview. So it's a great thing to know, great thing to listen to, and that's a very big part of most of our retirement plans, is what we're going to get either ourselves or through a spouse, what we're going to get in Social Security. It does count.
Well, we are serious about trying to educate all of you so you can make better, smarter financial decisions, and that's what the show's all about. And hopefully with the podcasts available now, if you, for whatever reason, weren't able to listen on that particular day, now you have the opportunity to go back and take advantage of the podcast availability, both on KWHI.com, go there to get it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's even available on our website. We had some technical glitches we were working with, mm-hmm. but I think it's available on the website now at MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Make sure you get in all one word there, MoneyMakeOverTeam.com.
Yeah, so everything, by the way, on our website is absolutely free of charge, and no one will call you, send you lots of mail, send you countless jillions of emails. If you go on that website, we don't do that.
We don't even know how to do that.
No, I'm not sure we do, yeah. So we don't have cookie things or whatever those are that are so annoying. So you're absolutely free of charge. Tons of great information right there at MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Looking on my smart telephone here this morning, NASDAQ still up nicely, about 19 points so far this morning. Let me see what we got going on here. Of course, it just blipped off. The Dow still up over 50 points. It was up more than that earlier today. Of course, we finished yesterday up 390 points mm-hmm. On the Dow. And let me see what the S&P 500 is. That's pretty much flat. Now it's up about six points. We had some interesting overnight news as well from other markets around the globe. Everybody else took off, you know, to the upside after days and days of fear, doubt, tribulation, whatever. The Chinese government apparently has decided to step in to help things there. And the Japanese market is up almost 8%. Mm-hmm. And that's because their government has decided to cut back on taxes for individuals and corporations a bit to help stimulate their situation. So there's a lot of stuff going on all around the globe to try and keep money flowing. That's really part of the baseline to a lot of those.
Well, it's kind of interesting because the Chinese government, the premier, they had stepped in originally to try and slow down their economy, mm-hmm. and that's what precipitated some of the volatility that we've been seeing in the last 3 to 4 weeks or so. And now they're trying to step in and stop that process. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going on there. But, yeah, you had mentioned earlier, Tony, thinking about, you know, comparing this to, like, 1998.
Yeah, instead of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had other factors going that led to the big decline that we had starting in 2008 and went through 2009, much of 2009, and I think it was March of 2009 when things finally started to track the other direction. 1998, we also had an Asian crisis. Now, China was not the dominant force that it is today back in 1998, but a lot of other great big economies over there in the Far East were pretty big then. So they had credit crisis going on. Mm-hmm. They had lots of problems and turmoil. And I went back and actually took note of all the articles, several of them anyway, that came out and said, oh, it's doom and gloom. We're going nothing but down from here. And remember 1998, right? 1999 and through a lot of 2000, we had one of the biggest
bull markets,
mm-hmm. and we were, you know, actually in a bull market when this Asian turmoil hit. We dipped down a little bit, but then we just surged ahead. So the problem with all this is you've got to keep some perspective. And like I say, if you are selling out every time we have something that happens, then you seriously need to consider what you're doing. If you're going to cash in your 401k, or it's 50% cash or 75% cash. I know there are some people on the radio and on TV and in magazines and on the computer who, believe me, They live off of doom and gloom. If they don't scare you, then you're not coming into their office because you think you can handle it all yourself, right? So, or whatever, you know, person you're working with. So, again, please be careful of that. I want to give you a few little tidbits here from some research I've been doing over the last couple of weeks. This is actually from one of the primary market analysts from Federated, just to give a disclaimer there. All right. They're still looking at the S&P 500 by year end by being at least up to 2,300, 2,350. Right? So
again,
we're not there.
You know, nobody has crystal balls,
right.
But it's interesting to take a look at some other perspectives out there.
Yeah, and here's what they base this on. So, again, aside from doom and gloom, here's actual facts. Second quarter corporate profits, better than expected. Some of them weren't terrific, but most of them were in line or above expectations. Labor, housing, auto markets enjoying growth. We know that. We hear it all the time.
We've mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm. Gross domestic product, the GDP figure, that is the total amount of goods and services produced in the U.S. of A. All right. Revised upward several times, now at above 3%. Consumer confidence for August hit 101.5. That is the highest reading since the very beginning of this year. And one of the highest readings ever. So, again, are people doom and gloom? And that's the important consumer segment, too, by the way.
Well, that's interesting, too, because we had talked about, you know, the consumer confidence numbers for July were higher than expected.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were concerned. We didn't know what the consumer confidence and numbers were going to look like in August, because August was the month when some of the volatility started occurring.
Yes.
But the consumer confidence numbers in August were higher than they were in July.
So here another history statistics here. Since the 1930s, a bull market has never ended without a recession. While there's no way to predict with any certainty when a recession will occur, since 1980, there has never been a recession when the federal funds target rate was below 5%. Well, we're barely at zero plus, one,
right.
Here. So, yes, we're well below 5%. The Fed's own forecast does not envision moving that rate above 1% for 2015 and 2% in 2016. So they're keeping an eye on this, too. And everybody's, you know, worried about whether somebody's going to move something a quarter of 1% over the next this month or next month, a quarter of 1%. We're still well within historical parameters. Number two, continued economic growth, solid earnings fundamentals, valuations attractive relative to bonds, which are paying stinky rates of return, right? Because rates are so low, people are more in the markets, all right, than they are in bonds. And also, historically speaking, the last two post-World War II secular bull markets lasted an average of 20 years. There are always those periods of decline in those markets, but not dramatic shakeouts down to where everybody's running for the hills with their canned goods and their shotguns. So,
well, that's why
I'm not a cheerleader, but I just want to say, point out actual facts.
Well, I mean, that's why you brought up 1998, because there have been temporary dips in the markets, and there was concern globally in 1998 with the Asia markets, and so there was some volatility that occurred at that time.
Right.
That's very similar to what's happened here recently with what's been going on with China, because that China is part of Asia. And so it's the volatility that's been occurring in August had to do with news from out of China. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you take a look at things, it's easy to understand why you would be concerned, but there's no reason to panic at this point, it doesn't look like. And that's what's nice about hearing, you know, from these guys over at Federated talking about some of the numbers that they're looking at.
Well, and they're not just pulling them out of thin air. I mean, these things are all out there. I've read them from other data and number crunchers who are even from think tanks. They don't sell any stocks, bonds, mutual funds, anything like that. They just love crunching numbers, and that's their job to work for basically it can either be governmental entities or quasi-governmental or for large brokerage firms, all right? But it's their job to go and study and break down elements of things. You know, that was what somebody asked me about Alan Greenspan the other day, and I said, that's what Alan Greenspan started off by doing. He's a mathematician.
Right.
And loves all that stuff, but he was hired and originally trained to do this kind of number crunching for huge investment firms. I mean, the biggest ones on the planet, that's what he did. And he parsed through every single bit of information going back years, decades, and making some extrapolations based on that about what things might go in the future. But he was a historian that way. He looked at actual trends and what happens with relationships of interest rates and different economic turmoil in different parts of the world, in our own country, etc. And, of course, he was born during the Depression. So he knew.
And see, it makes me, reminds me, too, again, about mergers and acquisitions. Mergers and acquisitions are one of the things that you look at, too, as an indicator of where the economy's headed. And when merger and acquisitions are occurring, generally what that means is that the companies that are buying other companies are bullish about where things are headed. They're not going to buy companies to lose money.
Right.
And so mergers and acquisitions, again, are another good thing. You know, your story about Alan Greenspan and them crunching the numbers, that's exactly what these companies are doing, too.
So are they 100% right all the time? No, all they can do is look at history and spout out what happened. All right, that's past looking. But again, you know, if you're taking too much of a ride and it's been making you nervous, then there may be something you need to be looking at as to how things are set up in your IRA, in your 401k, whatever other accounts you have. So, free review, give us a call at the office, we'll sit down with you, and we'll do a little analysis and say, okay, here's where you're getting the most movement, here's why, some of the reasons for that, and are you comfortable with this doing going forward, and if you're not, there are other things that you can possibly do.
Well, we have talked the last couple of weeks because of the volatility in the market and some of the phone calls we've been getting about what other alternatives are out there. There are some investment products that are designed specific to address volatility and your concerns. And if you're one of those individuals who's gotten tired of the volatility, maybe some of these other products are things you need to be looking at, and you may not be aware of them. And that's one of the things that's good about the free review is we can tell you some of the options that you have.
Yeah, and you know, for everybody who says, well, I'm not interested in doing anything else because I don't want an annuity, I hear that. And the thing is, annuities are not the only thing out there that are alternatives, just as CDs are not the only things out there that are alternatives. There are a lot of different things now that you can do. So again, don't just either sit there and goof up again if you sell every time you get nervous and start over again. Or, you know, do something else. You don't have to go running blindly and do things. Get a little bit of help. We at least let you know what your options are, and you can learn something that'll be valuable to you because you need that knowledge. And again, our number at the office, 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
And when we come back from the break, one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning is something that's a big concern for all of us, and that has to do with elder fraud and what a big problem that is. Last year, $2.9 billion was lost to elder fraud. That's billion.
Yeah, and this is money coming out of elderly people's pockets.
That's right.
That's $2.9 billion.
So elder fraud, I want to talk a little bit about that, things you need to look for, things you need to be aware of, who's doing it, who's being affected by it, and actually some of the responses of those who are victims of elder fraud and what their feelings are about it. So something we want to talk about, and also since we're talking about volatility, we're also want to talk a little bit about different ways to create income.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, too.
Okay. So we'll do that. And if we get time in this next half hour, we'll talk about what to do when a parent dies without a will. We see that one way too often. So let's talk about what happens, what doesn't happen. I know, prick your ears up for that, because is it good enough just to have a signature on a bank account with mom or dad or grandma or gramps? We'll talk about a couple of case histories here, and we'll go over some of that. So stay with us on the Money Makeover Show. Here's our phone number if you want to call us right now while the commercials are on, 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show.
Yaksemos, beat check for a day. Attend the 31st Annual Kolache Festival on the square in downtown Caldwell, Saturday, September the 12th. Admission is free, and you'll enjoy lots of attractions and homemade kolaches. The opening is at 9 a.m. at the South Stage, including the crowning of Miss Kolache Festival. They'll have a kolache eating contest, statewide kolache baking championship, kolache vendors, and Czech demonstrations. Dance to the polka and sing the songs of the musicians. Bands performing include the original Kolache Festival Band, the Shiner Hobo Band, Enos Czech Boys Band, Chris Reebok, and the Brolsman County SPGSC Beseda Dancers. Plus, they'll have over 200 quality arts and craft booths and food booths, a quilt show, museums and history, a Kolache 5K run, street rods and classic car show, antique machinery and tractor show, and for the kids, a Czech Adventureland. The attractions are endless. So plan to attend the Kolache Festival on Saturday, September the 12th in downtown Caldwell. For more information, go online to BrolsmanCountyTX.com/Kolache Festival or call 979-567-0000.
For great Mexican food for lunch, head to Mariachi's Mexican Food Restaurant, conveniently located on South Market in Brenham. On a tight schedule for lunch, order one of their quick but delicious home-cooked lunch specials and get back to work with plenty of time to spare. Mariachi's invites you to stop by during the Washington County Fair and wishes every exhibitor at the fair good luck and have a great time. That's Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant, 2104 South Market, next to Sutherland's. Place orders to go at 830-9015.
Go to Parts and More, man, they've got a lot of parts there. For things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Day in Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Times are tough in Brenham right now. It's time for all Brenhamites to support the community by buying at local merchants. Shopping out of town or online doesn't help the local economy. And when you support local businesses, they in turn can hire more staff and help keep the unemployment down in the area. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors, and they need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. This message is brought to you by LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, your local Brenham dealership.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham. Brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, Family Motorsports and Toys, Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Culligan Water Conditioners, The Truck Center, Fireplaces, etc., and J5 Tractors. Please support our Astros sponsors, and for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280. Your Houston Astros connection.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. And we're just commenting on what a wonderful thing the Internet is here. The wonderful Craig Montana has been regaling us with pictures of the latest and some of the most prominent tales out there on the Internet. That, you know, one that fascinated me in particular was that Elvis Presley did not die. That was all staged, and actually he came back later on as Cher. So
there are actually people who believe me. Sorry.
Anyway, and there are some other really great ones there, but yeah. Okay.
Let's talk about the probate.
Yeah, let's talk about that one first.
Let's talk about that because
we hear about this all the time.
As a matter of fact, yesterday I had to go to probate court as a witness regarding a will.
Uh-huh.
And so this is kind of timely information because I can tell you a little bit about my experience because I had to sit through six other cases before ours actually was on the, you know, pulled up on the docket.
So you were in the probate court.
I was in the probate court, and I got to listen to all of the testimony that went on.
And I bet there were some zingers.
It was interesting.
Yeah, uh-huh. So here is something we see and hear about all the time. Perhaps you or someone you know and love is facing something like this or could be facing something like this, especially those of you who say, oh, we really don't need a will. We don't want to have a will. Oh, we'll get around to it someday. Or you believe a parent who says, well, I have a will. Do they show you the will? Do you know where that might be? So...
So we should probably explain exactly what probate is, I guess.
Yes.
We're not attorneys, mm-hmm. so we can't give legal advice. But probate is the process that every will goes through. Your will has to be probated, so the will has to be executed, and you go to court. And it's a really a simple process.
It is, and it's cheap and simple in Texas, by
the way. In Texas, very, very easy to do, very inexpensive. And if the wills are done correctly, things fly right through.
Yeah. Well, so here's a... If I had a nickel for every one of these types of things I've seen, and please listen up. If this is what you're doing for your estate planning in your family, I don't care whether you've got, you know, a couple of cars and a bank account or something, and you're not multimillionaires, and therefore you think you don't need a will. Here, listen to this one, because we see it and hear it all the time ourselves. All right. All right. Here's the this is from a case in Market Watch online. And it says they wrote to a columnist there who has data banks and attorneys and whatever he calls upon. Here's the story. Guy says, during Christmas of 2012, my father told my sister and me that he made my sister a signatory on his bank account so that she could pay bills from his account when he died. He looked at us and said, quote, the rest gets split between you two. Well, he passed away 5 months later. The mother had already gone, had passed away before that. But here's the bottom line. Despite what he had told us, Dad did not have a will. After nearly 4 months so far in probate, I had learned that Dad had accidentally made my sister actually an owner on his bank account by signing up the way they did on the account. All right? So now they're at lawyers. This guy had to hire an attorney. And the law firm we hired says that this happens quite often, usually corrected by a will that sets things straight, or by the heir that received this extra money from being on the account. Well, that never happened, this guy says. My sister refused to share any of that money. She kept the $100,000 that was in my dad's bank account, and she also got reimbursed for bills out of the other assets in the estate. So now he's cut off ties with his sister, hasn't been talking to her at all, but he's also passing on going to family events because he doesn't want that drama there played out in front of everybody else. So now his other relatives are upset because they never see him anymore. He's ignoring them. He says, I do send birthday cards, and I do call them occasionally, but now I'm on the outs with them.
Yeah, how come we don't see you anymore? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to run into his sister at these events. And he says also his sister is telling his other relatives that when he, the guy here, says Dad made a mistake by not having a will, she says that I'm really just calling Dad stupid. So that also lends to his being on the outs with his other relatives. Okay, so here's the answer on this thing. You know, and they go through the thing, yeah, family squabbles over there not being a will or some vagueness or somebody does a handwritten will and it's thrown out. So there's basically no will, right? And this thing with the bank accounts, we see this all the time. We hear about it as well. We have seen it. Here's the answer on this article. Legally, you're on shaky ground. attorney that contributed to this article said, people so often add a child to a bank account thinking that that's the easiest way for the child to help with bill paying and not realizing that jointly held accounts pass by operation of law, not by probate court, by operation of law to the surviving owner, however that is set up on that account.
So that's by title.
Yes. So, in such cases, they say the co-signee often agrees to share the remaining funds with the other heirs, but they're not legally obligated to do so. Let me say that again. They are not legally obligated to do so unless there is an overriding document or something in effect. It could be trust, it could be other things that money is sitting into, or wills and all that stuff. In the case that they're just doing this as a cheap way to do a will, supposedly, this is backfiring on people all over the place. So if you can show, legally, clear and convincing evidence that the account was made joint only for convenience sake to help dad pay bills, you could potentially have a leg to stand on and possibly win a case, according to this attorney. But given the sums involved here, $100,000 roughly in the bank account, the legal fees will eat up a lot of that. This does not apply to property if your father owns some real estate, other types of things, stuff, all right? If there's no will, then the property in the decedent's sole name passes through the intestacy, that's intestacy statute, for the state in which the decedent resided. And then the state decides who gets what.
The state will decide, and the state has strict guidelines that they use. It's black and white. There's no gray area. This is how it goes.
Yeah, it's this person's first in line, this one's second, this
exactly.
One's third, and they make the rules for you. Bottom line on this is that this guy has no closure on this situation. What can you do? You can still go to your family's events, it says, remember their birthdays, and leave that $100,000 question of who should get your dad's money in that bank account. Leave it aside. Don't cut yourself off from everybody else. Just go on with your life was kind of that thing, because he did make that point here that the attorney fees are going to chew up a lot of that money. He may or may not get anywhere with that. And you never know, especially if you have a sibling or another relative who's the other heir, supposedly, on this, whether they're going to be nice.
Well, I think the lesson to be learned here is that the dad is actually the one who did the disservice.
Yeah.
Because the dad had the opportunity and the wherewithal to go ahead and get a will done, mm-hmm. and there it could have been stipulated who got what, and it would have been done mm-hmm. according to his wishes then, and there would not have been any issues. And that would have been... What the article points out is that would have been much, much less expensive
yes.
to have the will done than what it would cost for now.
He's already
children.
Had to go attorney
exactly.
on this, right?
So, to pay the attorneys to try and get it straightened out, how they think Dad wanted it to do rather than knowing what Dad wanted, would be much more expensive than just having the will done in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's always the case, because one of the first questions we get is when we say, and, you really need to have a will done, then what's the next words out of their mouth? How much is it going to cost?
Yep.
Well, the real question is, how much is it going to cost if you don't do it?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot more expensive when you don't have the will done. In addition to that, there are so many other things that are done in connection with the will.
Mm-hmm.
All the financial powers of attorney, all the medical
directives.
Medical directives,
yep.
all mm-hmm. of the things that are necessary when you reach that stage in life are done in connection with the will.
Well, not only that, but if you're going to the attorney to get your will or wills done, you know what? They're going to say, how have you set up your bank accounts? How are those lined up? And they're going to be able to be a stopgap in there for you or your loved one so that you don't face additional problems. Because the attorney's going to want to know how property and money is being held by the person making the will. So you don't have this nightmare. So again, It's really not tremendously expensive. What you can leave to your heirs can be headaches and far more expensive. And we see it, Jamie and I do, and other members of our firm. And it's just not necessary to do that to everybody else.
It's not.
I'm sure that the dad here, in this case, didn't mean for this stuff to happen.
Right. And I mentioned the fact that yesterday I was in probate court, and it's kind of interesting to see because one of the things that was probated there was a holographic will.
Oh, a handwritten will.
A handwritten will.
All
right. And so when we come back, I'll talk about that story and what I saw.
Yeah. How well does that work? Why was Jamie in probate court? What was he doing there? And why was he there? Was it because of any problems with this handwritten will? How many of you have these? Or you're contemplating it? You need to be listening up when we come back. Here's our number if you got questions in between. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Tony, Jamie, and Craig will be right back with more Money Makeover Show.
You smell barbecue? That's Kreitz Market in Bryan. They've come all the way from Lockhart, Texas to embed their tradition of good old barbecue with no forks and no sauce.
What?
Oh, don't worry. They know they're not Lockhart anymore. Forks and sauce at your service. And that sauce? A family secret. Prepared to enhance their delicious barbecue. A first for Kreitz. What better way to start a new tradition than in the home of Aggieland? Stop in Kreitz Market today and enjoy barbecue beef, pork, sausage, and smoked turkey. Sides include German potatoes, beans, coleslaw, and macaroni and cheese. Plus, don't leave without trying one of their delicious desserts. They have homemade banana pudding, brownies, and pies. For original Texas barbecue, stop by Kreitz Market today. Off of Highway 6 next to IHOP in Bryan. Follow Kreitz on Facebook for daily specials or call them at 979-704-6147.
For maximum uptime on the job site, look to New Holland Loader Backhoes of Washington County Tracker in Brenham City and Avasota, Bryan. Not only do New Holland Loader Backhoes save you time with outstanding loader lift capacity, bucket rotation, and breakout force, they also save you time with easy servicing. And now save over $10,000 on a new cabin air backhoe loaded with features. There are only 2 units left at this special price, so check it out today. Beat the heat with your New Holland backhoe with cabin air for free. Now that's smart. See WC Tracker in Brenham, Sealy, Navasota, or Bryan today to beat the heat and save.
People and products that you can trust.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
The oldest county fair in the state of Texas, the Washita County Fair, is a full 9 days of fun and entertainment from Friday, September 11th through Saturday, September 19th. Friday, September 11th is the Chuck Wagon Competition. Wagons must be in place by 2 p.m. with judging at 4. Along with the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off on Friday, there will be a Riding for Vegas Youth Rough Stock Rodeo, Pitch Tournament, and Wine Event. On Saturday, September 12th, attend the Fair Parade in downtown Brenham. Junior Miss and Mr. Pageant and Queen's Crowning, followed by a concert featuring Cameron Nelson and Roger Craig.
I don't turn it down, I turn it up.
So get your season tickets so you don't miss one night at the 147th Washington County Fair. Find out more online at WashingtonCOFair.com or call the fair office at 979-836-4112. The Fair Association thanks their cowboy sponsors, Still Meadows Ranch, John and Laura Beckworth, Private Financial,
Del Sol Food, Briannis, Rayleigh Distributing, Ryan and Melissa Rayleigh, C&P Plastics, The Truck Center, and Van Dyke Rankin.
Ah, fall. Are you looking forward to cooler weather, holidays, and a time for refeathering your nest? Refresh old, worn, upholstered furniture now to have it bright and new in time for fall. For great results, go to Classic Upholstery and Design to have it professionally recovered. They offer loads of choices of fabrics and colors, plus superior quality work. Have vintage prices? You can trust Classic Upholstery and Design, 1303 Highway 105 East in Brenham. Just call 830-8665 to enjoy your beautiful furniture this fall.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of this edition of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover Team at Neil Financial Group. Let me give you our office number again. I'll give it again before we go. You need to come by for that free review if you've got a few minutes. It's well worth your time. If you come to the office, we have our worksheets to just give you, like items to gather before you go see an estate attorney to get wills done and medical powers of attorney and all the things that go with those documents, all right? We have that.
It will make your process much, much easier if you go to the attorney prepared.
Yes. What kind of stuff do they want to see? What are the issues they're going to bring up? Don't just go in there and think you're going to bring up all the issues, because believe me, they're going to ask you questions and bring up all the ones you've never thought of. So this is a handy-dandy little sheet, items to bring or consider when you're going to go to an estate attorney or an attorney to get your wills and stuff done. We also have the income and expense worksheet, a net worth worksheet. We got other things that help you get a grip on your personal finances a little bit better. So, again, these are all free of charge. You're welcome to come by the office. We're at 105 East Main Street, 105 East Main in the Atrium Building, across from the courthouse on the bottom floor there. Go in the building and you'll see our office right there, Suite 104. Or you can call us, have us set these things aside for you. Just come by and pick them up, put your name on them. And that number again is 979-836-2903. That's 836-2903. All right, holographic will, handwritten, Jamie Keys, summoned to the probate court.
Yeah, I was in probate court yesterday. And
to help somebody.
Yeah, and one of the cases that I saw before
By the way, you're not an attorney.
I'm not an attorney. This is one of the cases that I saw being probated while I was there. Had to do with a holographic will, and it was interesting to see how that was handled because I had never seen that before. And one of the beneficiaries of the holographic will was there, and one of the other beneficiaries was not there. But in addition to that, there were other people that were called in to witnesses to whether or not this was the actual handwriting of the deceased, to validate whether or not the holographic will could actually be accepted as a valid will. And I have to say that everything went pretty smoothly for them, but the thing you have to realize is they had to go jump through some special hoops to get this will validated because they had to verify the handwriting. Now, I can only imagine if the other beneficiary of the will had come in with another attorney and said, you know, I really don't think that's the actual handwriting, and had others testify to that, what would have gone on there?
Well, what happens at that point? Does the judge just look at everything, talk to everybody, and make a decision?
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know the legal ramifications, but I would, my guess would be that the judge at that point would have to make a ruling as to what they were going to do. I would suspect that the judge would want to gather more evidence, and it would start getting very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they have attorneys with them, any of them?
They did.
Okay, so they've got somebody on the clock at $150 an hour, $250,
whatever.
$350, whatever, dollars an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the probate court with them. So was that an inexpensive thing for somebody to handwrite their will?
No, it was not. And it wasn't, you know, it could have gone very, very wrong. And I think that's the point. Are holographic wills acceptable in the state of Texas? Well, I suppose they are.
Yes,
But again, you have to take it before the judge, and
And you may have to prove it up.
Proof it up. That's exactly what they call it. They were proofing up the will. I know that in your family, Tony, we were talking about the fact that your family on your husband's side actually has some judges who do this type of law. But it's interesting to go to probate court and see the things that go on, and how much easier it is if you just go ahead and get an attorney and get it done right the first time. Then you don't have to go to court again to try and make things right when they could have been done right the first time.
And so nobody really saved any money there.
Yeah, it was an added expense that simply wasn't necessary when it comes to doing wills and going to probate. As we said, in Texas, probate is really pretty simple, provided that you have gone to an attorney and had a will done properly.
There you go. So, again, you know, avoid these things. If you love your family members, you're leaving things to. Don't make them have to get a lawyer and go in after the fact, after you're gone, and then go and see some relative or friend that hasn't been seen by the deceased or anybody else in the family for 20 years, and they pop up with their their lawyer.
Right.
So again,
and I have to say
not a step forward.
The other thing that was reinforced yesterday while I was at probate court was the fact that you need to make sure that you keep your will where it's accessible to the rest of the family when you're not around anymore, because you're not going to be there. You can't say, well, I kept the will over there. You can't tell them that anymore because you're not there. And so make sure that you have a list somewhere. We always recommend that. Have a list where all of your important documents are kept so that when you're gone, the beneficiaries can access that stuff.
So just a couple of little items there off of the standard stock market and what to do with your 401k thing.
But just finances.
Just finances in general, and your estate and your will, your estate planning are all part of that, right? Just like Social Security. All of that stuff goes together. So if you want to come by, sit with us, get some ideas, show us something, whatever it is, a statement or whatever it is, great. If you want to find out about other ways to ease the burden of possible ups and downs, again, give us a call. Set up that time, 979-836-2903. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.